From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Soldiers at Fort Leonard Wood are testing new technology that could help save lives after a terrorist attack or natural disaster. Jonathan All reports the equipment could be used by both the military and civilian first responders.
The technology includes sensors that detect heartbeats and respiration, infrared cameras, and 3D imagers, all of them deployed with drones and robots. A team is testing the gear at a simulated collapsed building at Fort Leonard Wood. Major Andrew Hansen says the equipment improves response time.
It's a way to allow us to be quicker and receive more information in a timely manner. It also allows us to get into areas of a rubble pile like this that maybe our team just can't get into.
The experiment is a $700,000 Department of Defense initiative. A final report will come in January, with the possibility of the technology being deployed in 2020. Reporting from Fort Leonard Wood, I'm Jonathan All.
Housing costs are soaring in Columbia, making it more difficult for residents to own a home. The sale of homes worth $400,000 or more in the Columbia School District increased by 49% from 2016 to 2018, according to a fact sheet published by the city's Housing Programs Division. There remains about an 8-month supply of such homes. Meanwhile, there is only a 2-month supply of homes worth $200,000 or less, according to the Columbia Missourian. The Columbia Board of Realtors says costs of materials, permit fees, and land costs are making it more difficult to own a home in Columbia. The city has set aside more than $5 million for affordable housing programs over the next 5 years. The Missouri Air Conservation Commission is asking state legislators to repeal a decades-old law involving nuclear power plants. The law, passed by Missouri voters in 1976, prohibits utility companies from charging customers to cover the cost of new power plants. The commission unanimously approved a resolution Thursday calling for the repeal of the law, known as Construction Work in Progress. Commissioner Richard Rocha said supporting nuclear power could help the state reduce its use of coal as an energy source.
Just getting Missouri to consider this would allow us the opportunity to have another resource that would meet, you know, a zero greenhouse gas emission, zero pollution as a choice.
Electric utility Ameren lobbied for the repeal of the law in 2009, but that effort failed in the state Senate. A new study has found climate change could be threatening many insects in Missouri. University of Missouri at St. Louis researchers studied 250 insect species whose populations plummeted after mid-spring frosts and summer droughts. The findings, published in the science journal Frontiers, show a population decrease by 95% for some insect species. The 2019 study focused on insects that eat leaves of white oak and black oak trees in Missouri. The study says cold springs can upset caterpillars' metabolism and kill oak leaves that the insect eats. The study shows populations were eventually able to recover, but that won't be the case if climate change makes droughts and spring frost events more frequent. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.